Parental Confidential. And now you can finally say those things you've only been thinking about your kids. Each call is completely confidential, anonymous, on the DL, and very hush-hush.
Don't be afraid. You can send your messages 713-881-5900. That's 881-5900. All right, let's see what we got.
Hey, Brenda. I just want to let you know that when your high school-aged child babysat my little kids and thought that playing hide-and-seek was a fun game and then decided to hide in my maid bed, get herself in there, roll around in my bed, and play, disgusting, I didn't get to go to bed until, like, I don't know, midnight, 1 in the morning, because I had to change the sheets, because who's going to sleep in a bed after your almost adult child has been rolling around in it? That's nasty. Okay, thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, thanks.
As a father of three, I would be more worried about my three young ones and the stuff that's on their clothes rather than the babysitter.
And fingers.
They're all gross.
Hi, my name is and I was doing carpool, and like all these kids, like my friend's children, they get in my car and, you know, they fasten their seatbelts and stuff. And what happens is, literally, I'm not even kidding, they all threw up all over my car. My car still smells like vomit. Like, not gonna lie. Like, I'm actually kind of sick, like, of the smell. And it's really gross. Actually, like, if you're giving away cars, like, feel free, you know, so I can drive carpool without smelling vomit.
Message deleted.
Okay, so all we have to do is get her a brand new car.
That's fine. Small ass.
It's the least we could do. Maybe we could get the babysitter that's still hiding under the bed. How much money does she get?
I went to pick my kindergartner up at his school. I was in the car rider line, and I noticed some nonverbal communication going on between two parents in the car rider line. One was in front of the other, a couple of cars up. And the next thing I know is I see some angry nonverbal going on, and a very petite little mom in a tennis skirt and visor literally went Dukes of Hazzard style over the door of her car and ran up to this other woman's car and proceeded to place her hands on her and whip her. In the car rider line.
What? Wow.
God.
At least she didn't get thrown up on?
Get silver lining?
Leave your parental confidential message now. 713-881-5900. Mix 96.5.